The Forces Station.
BFBS.
Your stories.
Stories.
Fallingbostel, Germany.
A team from Fife Education Authority has been visiting schools and families in Fallingbostel ahead of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards move to Lucas next year. Finding school places and helping children to settle is a genuine worry for parents. That's why education chiefs from Fife have been to Germany to allay some of those fears.
Lucy Jess, I'm the head teacher at Lucas Primary School. I mean, we've got a lot of experience at Lucas and in Fife with integrating service families into our school communities. This move's a little bit different because it's such a big move, and also we're very conscious that there's a lot of families that the children were born out here in Germany, and this is, they've not had lots of moves around the way a lot of our families do.
And the schools in Hona Garrison are also key to making the process efficient. Lucy Jess.
Jenny Ramsey from Hyder School came out to Fife for a week to visit us. This is an exciting time and a potentially anxious time for our children as well, and they were really delighted to meet Jenny. It's not just about the receiving end, it's about the sending end as well.
The purpose of the visit was not only to liaise with the school, but also to invite families to discuss the provision of education in North East Fife. Jenny Ramsey is a deputy head teacher and transition manager at Hyder School.
Parents can come in and just ask questions if they want to. We also provide a service of filling out application forms. So that's just the first stage, but it allows them to have that understanding that we are there for them.
Mother of four, Jackie Butterworth, was among those attending a meeting for parents who are due to move.
I think it's just to be an accepted into community. That's what a lot of people seem to be worrying about. It's how are they going to sort of accept us when they've had the RAF there for so long as well.
This was the second visit Fife Council has made to British Forces Germany, and it's all thanks to some public funding. Area Education Officer John McLaughlin.
None of this would have been possible without access to £6 million Education Support Fund. It's managed by Department of Children and Young People, MOD, and local authorities and others can bid into that fund.
As around 3,500 children prepare to move back to various parts of the UK in the coming months, it's clear this local education authority is prepared to receive and welcome an influx of service children into their community. This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Fallingbostel.
If you've got a story, then tell us about it. Email yourstories@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.